Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends at Music Record Shop, located here in St. Louis, Missouri, in the .Zec building. We're over there in the Grand Center area. Check it out. Every Friday they got new music going on. They have a new music listening party. This week on July 21st, they'll have new records in store from Beach Boys, Goldfinger, Imagine Dragons, Roxy Music, and more. You can find full listing of details and pre-order records and everything else at musicrecordshop.com. You can shop online there 24/7. But every Friday, like I said, they have the new music happy hour going on. They'll have 15% off purchases, pre-orders, and free beer from Urban Chestnut, and new record spinning, and all kinds of fun things. Be sure to follow along on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to win free tickets and records and all kinds of fun things. And support local. This is a great record store right here in St. Louis. Check it all out, musicrecordshop.com. This episode of Rock Paper Podcast is brought to you by Gigabit Rocks. Check it all out at gigabitrocks.com. They're one of the best online tools for meeting artists regionally and nationwide, and they want to help you plan your next tour. It's essentially a great tool for networking and linking up with artists all over the country, and then they can help you pack your next show in their city. So reach out on gigabitrocks.com. Check them all out on your social media, your Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And whether you want a gigabit more or a gigabit less, one thing's for sure, Gigabit Rocks.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Oh, yeah. This is the Macho Man, Randy Savage, and you're listening to the Rock Paper Podcast. Check it out at rockpaperpodcast.com. Yeah, dig it.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Do you think that a Ravenclaw girl like you could ever fall for a Hufflepuff boy like me? I know that we're in two totally separate leagues, but hey, I still think it'd be neat. You've got your PhD in psychology, I've got my GED in this crippling anxiety. It might not sound too terribly appealing, but hey, I still think it'd be neat. And I pretend that every vague ambiguous Facebook post is always about me, like the one from last week when you said that you're starting to have the feels. I'll be right here if you wanna make some bad decisions. I know that your parents will hate me, but I'll be a hit with your drunk Aunt Susan. She sounds like a hoot. I've got a pocket full of all the things you told your mom you would never do. I've got some illegal, some forbiddens, and some downright frowned upons. And girl, they're all for you. And I promise to pull back your hair if you think you're gonna be sick. If that's not boyfriend material, then I don't know what is. I'll be right here if you wanna make some bad decisions. I know that your parents will hate me, but I'll be a hit with your drunk Aunt Susan at the family reunion. I'll rip my soul to shreds just to give you a piece to watch. I know your heart would make such a lovely heartthrob. I'll rip my soul to shreds just to give you a piece to watch. I know your heart would make such a lovely heartthrob. I'll be right here if you wanna make some bad decisions. I know that your parents will hate me, but I'll be a hit with your drunk Aunt Susan. Methadone withdrawing Aunt Susan.
Hey everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out today with Kuvi and friends. Everybody want to...
And friends.
Everybody want to go around the mic and introduce yourselves?
Sure thing.
Oh, yeah. You're the one that said
that. That means you.
Yeah,
go. So
okay, well, yeah, I'm Aaron.
No, Nick from The Faded Truth.
Kuvi from Kuvi and Friends.
Kuvi
and Andrew from The Fart Jockeys.
Joe from The Forgetting Januaries.
Trevor from The Fart Jockeys as well.
and Jesse McKee from Jesse McKee Photography happens to be
it's
here.
It's Jay McKee Photography.
Oh,
so far off.
Somebody just had a good plug.
It's early.
And
no, it's not.
Jesse from Jay McKee Photography.
Alright.
Do we want to start over?
We do. Damn it. That was so good.
I've never been on the podcast before. But like,
you cracked
like,
beer. I was like,
I
know that sound.
I can't.
I'm like, not the
name.
It's like a defeated shame.
Dude, I just love I seriously, I typed the at sign and Jesse McKee and then
right.
Tag.
So okay, I know.
I'm
right.
Sorry.
So can I be in the band?
I
was hoping you would guess. You should have said the finger gibber.
Oh, okay.
I don't think all you have to do is pick a different bodily function and a different verb. Boom.
Yeah.
There you go.
Andrew just introduced
what, finger jockeys?
Like, you can Andrew,
be the
fruit
toboggan.
Joe and Trevor in the house. Or you want me to talk?
I want to talk.
Are we starting over?
Whoops.
Right.
I'll do it.
Are we still recording here?
Yeah.
No, why don't we
are we starting over or are we still
doing this ourselves?
This is not all going to be on the
podcast. We're starting.
I mean, that's great if it is.
This is radio gold right now, right?
Not if you have to follow FCC regulations, it's not.
Well, luckily for you.
I'm
on the internet, so nobody cares.
I'm so jolly.
Hey, I do.
Everyone cares
about you, Shane.
Because it's
I care about Shane.
I just mean as far as cursing and
rock pit
content.
Yeah.
Well,
we can do a different version of that song if you want, with the only four chords I know on ukulele.
Let's do it. We're all together today because we got a big party coming up July 29th at the Firebird. We Are United presents. It's a benefit to help Kuvi see better.
Gosh. Okay, so I basically knew it had to be clever because it was Kuvi and I'm racking my brain to figure out a name and a theme and everything and I was late at night and Napoleon Dynamite came on and I thought, you know what?
Very,
you know what?
Very,
that
very
works.
Hey,
really
you
well.
Guys damn near autistic. Let's do this. <What a job. laughs> Yeah, good. Thanks, Aaron.
Gosh. So it was there were a couple ideas. That's the one I went with. Coco thought it was a good one, so we kind of just ran with it.
Yeah. So excuse me. Along with this show, with Kuvi, we'll be performing. We got Forgetting January in the house. Nick with Faded Truth will also be performing. Austin Estrada, Co-Pilot, Skyline in Ruins, mm-hmm. And the big return of Facing Infamy.
Woo.
This is like, they've been...
been over a year. I think the last time they played was the first We Are United birthday bash, so that was April of last year over at POX.
Yeah. So that'd be cool to see them back up on the stage and again. And but the reason we're all getting together, like I said, this is all to help raise some money. It's going to be $5 at the door and all the benefiting Kuvi to help cover some of the medical costs and stuff.
Go to Germany.
Yeah.
Red light district, baby.
I don't
know. Did you just headbone it right in the middle of this?
Yep.
Stuff? There we go.
That's how we do it.
Bunch of boners here.
I mean, you gotta have some fun while you're over there.
I mean, do you want to explain? I've actually had a bunch of people ask me what this whole trip to Germany is about. I'm like, I'm not a doctor. Ask Kubi.
So I'm not a doctor.
Since we're here, you know the details.
Turns out I'm not a doctor or a chemist.
Okay,
basically. Well, a lot of things, I guess. So basically what they're doing is, so I already had cataracts removed from both my eyeballs, right? And then in August, they're going to zap them with a laser so that, because now I have a bunch of scar tissue, and they're going to get rid of that. And then Germany is, basically what they found that they were able to do is, like, they put electrodes, this is going to sound woo-woo, but they put electrodes on your eyeball, around your temple and on the back of your head. That way they basically, because my eyes haven't worked for so long, there's atrophy in my optic nerve and there's atrophy in the back of my brain where your brain receives, you know, visual signals. And the zapper on the eyeball basically on the back of my eye right now, there are dead cells that are gone forever. But that only takes up about 30% of the back of my eye, whereas the other 70% are damaged and dormant cells, and they can bring all of those back in time.
So they're basically Frankensteining your eyes.
Yes.
With a car battery.
Exactly. And
that's pretty amazing, though.
The thing is, I need to afford getting to Germany several times because it's going to take probably 3-4 trips for me to actually get, like, the maximum thing. But, like, just so you know, it's not woo-woo. My sister, who's 2 years older than me, she has the, you know, same eyeball disease. She did the same thing. She got the cataract surgery and everything. And she got back a couple weeks ago, and her vision went from less than 5%, like, field vision to roughly 30% field vision in one trip. And so that's just one trip. I haven't, like, I've been seeing through these little bitty pinpricks for so fucking long, I can't even imagine being able to look at somebody's entire face at once.
Does that mean, like, your peripheral vision?
Yeah. Because, like,
You have to pan and zoom to see anything, right?
Yeah, I can't even look at someone right now because of the scar tissue. I can't see anyone's face at all. But it's like right after I had the cataract surgery, for like a couple days whenever I did have kind of clear vision, like, I could, you know, like I said, I saw your face. We hung out like a couple days later. But still, I have to like pan left and right and up and down and then kind of put your face together like a puzzle in my head.
Yeah.
You know, so... Yeah. After I get the zap, maybe I won't have to do that. Maybe I'll be able to see an entire boob at once.
That's what really counts.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's get down to that.
He's played so many burlesque shows and not been able to see anything. Poor guy.
Yeah. You are a saint. Yeah. Kind of.
Yeah.
Or a glutton for punishment.
I'm a saint. He's been.
You're a saint of boobs.
Oh my.
You know what? Yes, I am. I like to say no one has given them as much attention as me. I'm a nuzzler.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, jeez.
Yep.
I love it.
Well, like I said, $5 at the door gets you in, and then we're looking for some sponsors or some vendors and stuff. So if you're interested in helping donate to the cause or whatever it might be, I mean, reach out to us. Let's talk and see how we can help each other out and help raise some money.
Send me an email. The email address is Erin, that is E-R-I-N weareunited@gmail.com. So as long as you just hit me up there, and I'm organizing pretty much this entire shindig, and we'll get back to you and figure that out. Mm-hmm. But this is 100% after, you know, the overhead costs of the venue and paying the venue staff. We're not paying anybody else for anything. All of the money is going to Kubi Surgery. So if you want me to pay for your services, maybe don't hit me up. I just want to give the money to Kubi. But if you want to come help, and there's going to be a ton of people there. And
hopefully.
I'm pretty sure there will be.
I've never had, like, my name is the name that pushes a bill. So I'm
now you're
going to
see
I'm
who
so
your friends are.
Terrified.
Yeah. Well, and it's not like nobody knows who Nick Kubi is. Like, wait, FJ's got, you know, friends and friends and friends and friends of friends who have been around the St. Louis scene for a little bit. Now they know you.
I was at Film Fest.
And so even if, you know, you can't make it there that night, like, as a patron... it's for a great cause, so it doesn't even have to be complicated. If you're like, hey, I like Kubi, he's not a poop person, but I can't make it. Well, here's $10. It's all going to a great cause.
It depends on how nice you are, too.
And I'm part German, so I can be a poop person if it's what you need.
I don't even know what it is. So many ways.
Take it the worst way, Aaron. That's the way I meant it.
Oh my goodness.
This is why I don't perform for children, Shane.
Yep.
Are we really going to tell that story again?
We need to tell that story. That story needs to be on here.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good idea.
Not this time. Next time.
It's a no microphone story. Gosh. 7-10 so, split, baby.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
All
right.
All right. Okay, maybe we have said enough.
Inside jokes.
A little bit. Too much.
On public forums. Great. We're really good at this.
Yeah. I know.
Well, this is a killer lineup, too. I mean, for the great local Bill, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm guessing it seems like there's a couple full bands and a couple singer-songwriter type thing.
Yeah, what I did was I came up with the idea a while back, actually, I would say probably this winter when we first talked about, Coop's a good friend of mine too, we talked about him possibly going to get this surgery, and he's just like, I don't know if I can afford it, he was thinking about starting a GoFundMe, but he's like, I don't think anybody would donate to it, and I told him, you're wrong and you're stupid, and then I
just assume everyone hates me as much as I do.
I decided that I was going to...
Nice.
I'm getting ready to take a break from being a promoter. And
I know what you got going on.
Never been so turned on.
I'm getting ready to take a break from booking shows for a while. I'm focusing on college and radio and knocking that out of the park. And decided if I was going to take a break and stop, at least I was going to use the last one to do something good for somebody. And, decided to maybe get the ball rolling on this one and made a post on Facebook saying, hey, you know, I'm trying to put this show together. This is what it is. Open enrollment, basically.
First come, first serve.
And like, who wants to be on the show? And I immediately had people hitting me up. Austin Estrada from Strange Medicine was one of the first. Nick from Faded Truth hit me up pretty much instantly.
I love you. FJ was a bunch of slackers.
You were actually.
We talked about it, and then you had to message us.
I had to message you multiple times. I wasn't gonna bring that up, but yeah, it's Kubi actually really wanted you guys on the bill. You were the first band he said when you know I mentioned it.
You guys were
Skyline and Ruins. Brian.
I'm gonna say it four more times in this.
Kubi used to be in a band called Elusive. Brian Mankin from Skyline and Ruins, the vocalist, his sister was did some work
with
them.
She was our manager. I knew him whenever he was just a little baby.
Right. So as soon as I mentioned it to him, he's like, oh, we got to do it.
You know what's weird? Oddly enough, he hasn't gotten any better at guitar.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm joking. I love you, Brian.
You know what? I got to apologize, Brian, because he was supposed to be here. I was supposed to be his ride, but my car is shitting out, and I was not able to do it today, so I'm sorry. And, basically, everybody hopped on. Cody Pratt played a show with you over at Fubar with Macari and Wonder. Loved you. And then Coco, facing up with me, had hit him up asking for, you know, do you know any place we could go get our feet wet, get back into the game? And this was what he thought of. He booked them in and got them in on the bill. And
Kyle Davis from Facing Infamy used to be my guitar player in Elusive. Russell was roommates with Kyle Davis. And so that was back whenever I was kind of a problem. And I love Kyle Davis.
I bet you do.
I'll just leave it at that. But we've partied pretty hard. I'm pretty excited to be on a show with him again.
Yeah.
Oh, the good old days. I've known Nick since I was, we were 17?
Something like that.
We used to be in a band together, so it's pretty nifty having him on the show.
I mean, I will say it came together in a matter of days. I think from conceptualization to announcement was maybe a process of 1 week, which is absurd when booking a little show. Like, and something of this magnitude, at least for me, in my experience, I've never put anything together like that so big, so fast. The response was overwhelming.
Hopefully.
And, It kind of all came together really fast. I was originally going to do it at Cicero's, May Cicero's rest in peace, on July 14th, which is what, yesterday?
Rest in peace.
Yeah, it was going to be, and then, I missed Cicero's, I'm sorry. And realized right away that there was no way that was going to work. It was going to be too big, there was too many people, and it was just going to be better for everybody to move it to a bigger venue, talk to Coco, found an opening at the Firebird, and it happened really fast, and mm-hmm. I think it's going to be really, really cool. I'm really stoked on it. There's going to be some fun, interesting surprises in store.
Me and Joe are going to have a bodybuilding contest that he doesn't know about yet. You can write
videos. Didn't you say on my radio show that your dream, your long-term dream was to spaghetti wrestle with Joe Mayhouse?
Ooh, spaghetti.
Was it spaghetti wrestle or Jell-O wrestle?
It was probably spaghetti.
Well, is it going to be red sauce or white?
I need to know that.
I mean, maybe we can make this happen, you know? Show up an hour before for an extra $10.
I heard the joke.
Yep,
I enjoyed that.
Everybody loves a good semen joke. Anyways,
well, I think that's a huge compliment to let alone the people in this room, but our St. Louis community, our music scene and stuff. Where everybody's real happy to lend a hand when in need, you know. Like we're, but yeah, it's huge that you know everybody on this bill stepped up to say, hey, we want to be a part of this and help out.
It's definitely very heartwarming. Everybody knew off the bat, you're not getting paid for the show. It's all going to Kubi, and there's still bands involved that are donating 100% of their merch sales, everything to this. We are trying to get vendors and sponsors and people out to kind of do more and raise more, but I think it's going to be good. I think it's going to be fun.
The most nerve-wracking part of the show is probably since, like, my act has gotten so progressively vulgar that since I started doing like comedy with my set, I think this is going to be the first time my mom and maybe even grandma are going to come.
Your grandma.
Oh, you say you want to put you towards the end,
so you want to have to go pretty hard. So far, my grandma, they're great people, but like I have a good 7-minute chunk about vagina jokes in my, you know.
You want me to distract him while you're on? Hey, Grandma, I need you to come here and do this.
Hey, Grandma, I think Jesus is outside. she'd be
I
all
can
over.
Get somebody to dress up as Jesus. Tim Godlin would make a great Jesus.
Ooh, the Lord.
Tim Godlin would make a great Jesus. I'll have him come up.
Oh, your granny would probably think she was going to have.
You know, we should really do it.
No.
Just come up with like a
bring the ambulance.
You'd be like, hey, Kirby's grandma, you want to go see Jesus? Yahweh, I do.
Yeah. No. Maybe she's using Jesus for like vagina or something like that.
Like whenever I was on Aaron's radio show, all I did is I put just a random animal every time I wanted to say fuck.
Yeah, because you can't curse on the radio.
I'll be like, go turtle yourself.
It was interesting for sure.
Still works. Exactly. You know exactly what I mean.
It was special. That's on YouTube if anybody ever wants to.
Can you say like
it.
Bullshit or bullcrap on the radio?
You can say bullfrog.
You can say.
Yeah, I was going to say like giraffe and bullfrog, like at that point.
Giraffe
like,
was used at some point.
It would get pretty.
But
species.
You can't say shit, you can say crap.
Okay, so
and you can't say goddamn, but you can say damn. That makes no sense to me.
I'm going to randomly throw this
He's
toy
gonna
out
put
there.
Nice pause
on. Okay, so like Jane, as we talked about last time on your show, if any of there are any, repeat whatever. I used to do substances. I don't anymore. But Aaron and I went to Denver, and I'm going to say this. I hope you don't mind. While we were there, of course, we're in Colorado, so we decided to get some edibles. Right now, I haven't done a substance in years at this point. And we go to the zoo in Colorado Springs. It's on the side of a mountain. Uh-huh. I'm high as balls. And I have tunnel vision like a motherfucker, right? And so Aaron's like, hey.
Like pinholes to like.
Dude, Aaron goes, give me $3. I'm like, you got it. I give her $3. She goes, and all of a sudden she's like, I got some lettuce. I was like, why? And all of a sudden I just see this giant ass giraffe head just pop into my vision as it bites the lettuce. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, shit.
I am not sober enough for this giraffe.
Damn.
Yeah. Dude,
not having any peripheral vision and all of a sudden just giraffes. You're like, what the fuck is
that? Oh, that was great.
Yeah, man.
I'm in tears running down my face right
now. Oh, shit.
That sounds like a nightmare for sure. I'm scared.
Anyway. That was the best trip ever. I'm sorry it wasn't worth it. Anyway,
you just, it's the last thing, even in a zoo, it's the last thing you expect.
I wasn't expecting it, but I was pleasantly surprised, but I also saw it coming, so I guess it would probably be scary if you...
You saw it coming? This got real weird.
Ooh.
Hey, fuck you guys. Alright, the can.
I was letting the sunshine sink in, man. It was good. Yeah.
Here's the thing. I don't swing for power, I just swing for hits.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no one's ever batted 1,000, but... You're just QB.
Yeah. Well, people need to hear me die because I might do that live. It happens sometimes. Tell a joke and people are just like, why is this guy still talking about vampire farts?
That's usually when somebody that knows you hollers out from the crowd, woo, yeah, go QB! Something.
Yeah, and then I cuss at him because I have problems with affection.
That's actually very true, though.
Yeah.
Nice words.
Yeah, yeah.
So everybody's gonna be performing, and we're gonna have a lot of great music, all again for a good cause. Do you have like a date set for when you're planning to go over there, or is it all
not yet? I have to get my last string of approval, which shouldn't, it's not a problem, after I get my eyes lasered in August, but I'm pre-approved. They just want to see the effects of the laser, which, you know, should be fine. And then, boom, Germany. We're shooting for December is what is the goal, because my sister who just got back, she needs to go back in December, and I figure it'd just be easier, and probably to have her, because my sister's a big weenie, and if she could do it, then I'm pretty sure I could do it. So it would be pretty good for moral support to have her there with me.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the goal. December, she has to go back in December. I would like to go back for the first time.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said back. I'd like to be there then.
Wait.
Those things.
What part of Germany?
Berlin. And don't worry, yes, they do have a red light district there. Yeah.
Why is it Germany though? Like, why? How come it's not in the States? Or?
Dude, Germany's on top of everything. The problem with the States is it just in general FDA. It takes so long for anything to be approved, so it'll be like 20 to 25 years before it's approved. Because the guy who's been the main doctor who's been doing it in Germany, he's been doing this same procedure for 20 years. It's not a new thing over there. I mean, he's been perfecting it, but the entire time he's been trying to get to the United States just because, you know, we have a way bigger population than Germany. And it's just, again, FDA just kind of, they just kind of drag their heels.
Yeah.
But then, you know, there was... I'm really glad that my sister found this one in Germany because I was thinking about going to China before this one.
China.
Sorry. First of all, way to tag that one, Aaron. In China, they're doing another procedure, but, like, Germany is non-invasive. They just electrocute you. And in China, it's two major surgeries where they have to cut open the side of your head and your skull and everything to get into your eyeball. Yeah. It's real gnarly. But Germany, they just fucking zap you.
Mm-hmm.
They just look cute.
Yeah.
Didn't you say it has like 100% success rate too?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, and it's not going to correct your vision completely,
mm-hmm.
but it will 100% for sure improve it.
Here's the, like, I'm assuming I'll never drive again, but right at this point, I'm so blind I can't even like take an Uber to the store, because not only do I need to get to the store, but I have to have someone help me find products in a store. You know what I mean? Like, that's how bad my vision is.
Okay.
Even if I know roughly right where my dark chocolate covered almonds are, I'll pick up a bag and it might be pistachios and fuck that, Shane. I'm not coming home with
pistachios.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck
that's not,
that.
That's not
it's like,
my party.
It's like a little battle every time you're trying
it's like
to
like a little workout.
Evil.
Yeah.
Kuvi really likes nuts.
Do we isolate that?
Yeah.
I would like that to be my ringtone.
There you go. I can make that happen.
Likes nuts.
You do.
Yeah.
He's got a whole bunch of them in his bedrooms.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. So So
I don't know why that's.
Yeah.
No. So next, I guess it's next Saturday now, isn't it? This is close.
Yeah, no, next Saturday is the 22nd.
Oh, okay.
Next
so
Saturday, everybody
we're
needs
weeks
to go.
Out.
2 weeks out. 2 weeks out.
But you should still go to the Firebird next Saturday.
Yes, you should for
the
former
Me
at Skyline in Ruins and Ashland and Isabella.
Oh, damn.
And there's one more. And Strikes Back. Yeah, it's going to be an awesome show.
Let's go get out there.
But then Discrepancies and Common Jones and City Parks is at the Ready Room, too. It's possible to read. Good shows. But the Saturday after that, it's Firebird. That's ours. Right. And it'll start at 6:30, I think. So come early.
Thanks,
check out all the bands.
I'm gonna try something new with this set too.
Oh no!
Yeah, I'm gonna. What? Well, at least my goal is. I might change my mind, so don't hold me to this. But I think the first 15 minutes of my set, I'm just not even gonna touch a guitar, and I'm just gonna do stand up, and then I'll pick up my guitar and be like, "This me there, bing 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 ding ding."
Bring it back in.
Yeah.
Show me.
I mean, that could work.
My dad will be there. You don't have to chase him off with Jesus like out in the parking lot.
Dude, your dad's coming. I love your dad.
I love your dad.
Everybody loves
dad
your dad.
Too, yeah.
Everybody loves
your
dad. He's great.
Sorry. No,
he's
great. He might be looking.
Yeah.
I'd love to be your second dad.
Oh, man. You're going to have to call him Daddy, Jim.
Man, I'm like 25. I don't have to call him.
First of all, hey, don't talk back. No, no, maybe take a strap to you.
Oh, my God.
Yes, sir.
Forgetting January is my favorite. Three more.
Really?
Your dad cracked me up at the at our party. We had the Rock Paper Podcast birthday show, and he was talking about... was telling me about a story of where Pops, and then about it made me laugh real hard because he goes, "Man, that was funnier than fuck."
Yeah. Funnier than fuck.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Yeah.
Those last words, Joe Mayhouse.
You always know the show is going to be a party when you see Joe Mayhouse's dad.
Yeah.
I call him Daddy.
Yeah,
Daddy
he just
meets
up and like he's just. Like our load-in guy, like he never lifts the goddamn thing.
Well, that's because he always has a beer in his hand.
Yeah, exactly. He's just hanging out.
We played second.
What kind of
beer
is it?
It's usually a Budweiser, plain.
Okay.
Plain.
Bud heavy. Isn't it Bud heavy? Is that what they call
the
it?
Yeah,
Bud heavy.
The diesel.
Ugh,
what? Who calls it that?
I don't know.
Diesel.
We come from a very small area.
I've been out of the game.
I've
long.
Just heard Bud Heavy.
Yeah.
Is the only other thing.
Bud. Right. Yeah, I mean, he's great. He always just talks. He's like, these are his sons, too, apparently.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He adopts anyone that he meets.
Yeah.
I'm like, Dad, just say you're proud of me, because I got, like, a weird thing. I'm like, I'm proud of you boys, is what he'll say. I'm just like, say it to me.
Hey, it's Dad 2.0.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Oh, well, that's 2.0.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Special.
Dad. No. Go clean that butthole.
What? I hope you're talking
no,
about mine.
No son of mine's going to have a dirty booty hole.
Nobody's going to come to this show.
What? We're going to have the cleanest butts in the scene.
Yeah.
Of course they're going to come.
That's true.
That's really fair. I don't know.
Everybody gets a bidet. Clean buttholes.
Bidet day. 2 seconds.
Dude, I was looking into bidets to get, you know, and
yeah.
First of all, did you know they go from like $500 to like $15,000?
Yeah.
Really?
But... I decided I couldn't get one because I'd like it too much and I'd be on my bidet all the night.
Nice. Well, I mean, you get what you pay
Zinger.
For.
I've actually said that into a microphone before.
Yeah.
Well, you just did again, too.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, right. Burned one.
Well, you get what you pay for, man. Okay, 501 might just, you know, go haywire and just take like a hard upturn.
See, I'm thinking I could get that on a shirt one day because I want to get one of my one-liners on a shirt and just literally... have like a balloon knot and like a water pistol and just say cootie.
Nice.
Right?
Finger blast.
You just wanted to say finger blast.
Well, I finger gunned when I did it, but I'm trying to,
okay.
Try to start.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Trying to start a new thing.
I missed the pantomime. I think January is my favorite.
Yeah.
You said that a couple times.
I've only got two more.
Yeah, he was going to say it four times.
He said four times.
Four more times.
Yeah.
Well, Nick, you're representing the Faded Truth for this show, and you guys are currently working on some new material. We got some new songs coming soon.
Yeah.
Some new recordings.
From what I understand, like this week we should have a single popping up sometime. So
yeah.
As soon as we get it mastered and back, we're mixing stuff.
So. Very cool.
Yeah.
We're going to do a video for it?
Yep. Well, we don't know which one we're going to do a video for, but we're planning on like releasing a single a month until we want to do like the EP, and we're going to talk about doing like the EP like release show or something, probably, I imagine.
Did you know Jesse McKee does lyric videos?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just want to say maybe
about, I was thinking
just
about myself right, doing like lyric video and like right. Talking to Juan about making a video again. We haven't talked to him since we
like the guitar.
Did I think what's that?
Did you guys end up doing that video we talked about like last year?
No, that's when everything went down,
like,
you know.
I was waiting to see it. I was
moving
like, I'm
forward
like,
from that.
I don't care if you don't do it with me, guys. I just want to see what happens.
Exactly. No, that just got, you know, for other reasons, but
well, I'll keep my eyes peeled for the one you do in the future.
Yeah,
I got a great feeling for you guys.
Seriously, I might do like a lyric video with it because I wouldn't mind, you know, because we obviously want to get the stuff on YouTube. So.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, we're doing like a whole rebranding thing, so that's why we're kind of like in the background at the moment. But
yeah.
But you stepped forward to do this, so and thank you for that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, like you said, we were friends for like a long time. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I mean, there's people that have driver's license now, probably, that were born when we were friends.
All right.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God, the age, you know?
Don't tell anybody how old Kuvy really is. He gets upset about that.
Sorry about that.
I'm going to die soon.
No, you're not. Don't say that.
I've got arthritis.
I do.
I really do.
I like how you sound like Mr. Hanky when you say that.
I got gray hair.
Or the guy from the old man from Family Guy.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Action
Fraction.
Yeah.
Hey,
Herbert?
Joe.
Sounds.
Yeah, I think it's Herbert. Yeah, something like
Herbert.
The guy with the shadow. You guys got that short ass over here.
I love the sound of someone with no teeth doing that. I love that.
It drives me nuts.
Yeah, me too.
I was like, stop talking.
Oh my God.
Like, don't say the letter S in any of your words ever again.
That's a real popular letter.
Yeah.
It's like the most popular letter ever.
It's in the top three. I don't know about most popular.
Pretty sure they sell that letter at Walmart.
I'm gonna say it at least goes home with a bronze.
Alright. It's definitely on a shelf at Walmart somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm trying to think.
This Rock Paper Podcast brought to you by the letter S.
Yeah.
Shit.
We should make S shirts and see just how many sell.
I mean, do you want to pay for it? I don't.
Nope.
Right, so never mind.
So the proceeds from this show go to me getting to Germany in S shirts. And maybe even my balloon nut pow pow shirt. Did I say balloon nut? Whatever.
The proceeds for this show just go to Kuvy getting to Germany and the surgery.
I think you mashed together the fact that he loves nuts. So
he really does like nuts.
Balloon nut.
Hey, I like nuts.
If anyone wants to donate any nuts to Kuvy, you can bring those to the show too.
Or legumes.
Bring all the nuts.
I'm bringing two.
Legumes?
Like water?
No, like legumes. A peanut's not a nut. A peanut is actually a legume.
Yeah, legume. You say lagoon, though, I think. Hey, roll that back.
Hey, let's go ahead and check this speech and put it in the ass, bitch.
So, I will say, just because. The bands all do have tickets for this that they can sell.
Mm-hmm.
They're $5. It's also $5 at the door. But I do want to encourage people, anybody that wants to buy a ticket or wants to donate that's not going to be able to come. There will be soon, within the week, I hope, a link up on the event page to where you can go donate to that link. Or if you want to just give money directly to the bands, if you trust them enough, and they'll turn it in with their ticket money.
Don't trust us.
I really don't think. I was looking at Joe when I said that, and he was the only one in the room that I trusted to do it. And he said,
but
"Don't trust
January
us."
January is my favorite.
Yes, that's true. Because the venue only has a certain amount of capacity for people to come in. So if we're selling tickets for people that just want to donate and giving them those tickets, that limits more people that could come in.
Or just show up.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Just come, show up, buy tickets. Yeah. If you can't come, donate, whatever. Yeah. But if you're not going to come, don't buy a ticket.
Yeah,
that's basically the,
Yeah, my main thing is like
donate some other way.
Again, I get a lot of my friends from whenever I was a wee little tyke from Granite who were saying they want to buy tickets just to support, but they probably can't make it. Which is super nice. I appreciate that.
Granite.
But yeah, don't, because like all these other bands are just donating their time, and I want a crowd for them. Also, it's still a show. So definitely want people there. Need bodies. I need people to laugh at me.
I think it's
going to
be like a circus show.
Well, especially if we do that spaghetti wrestling.
Ooh,
yes.
You gotta keep it cool.
I need to play my outfit.
Donate the noodles. Please donate a hard pasta.
Oh, jeez.
Well, no, we need soft pasta.
Well, no, I'll boil it.
Because, I was going to say, we're going to be almost
ready. I'll boil it.
How long do you have?
You can actually boil it.
Don't roll around.
I'm
going to
thaw you with
body
heat.
But it's got to be al dente, though. You don't want it too much. It's just going to be a whole bunch of slop.
Who's al dente?
I don't know.
That's your new wrestling name.
It's not Chef Boyardee.
That's when you boil pots for 8 minutes instead of 12, and it gets a little, it's a little tough.
Mm. I'm just all about Chef Boyardee, the master.
We don't
al dente and Alfredo.
Is he going to come wrestle with you guys?
He will never return my emails, so I think Chef Boyardee is pretty busy.
This guy.
Is it Boyardee or Boyardee?
I always say it's Boyardee, just because I don't think that's right. So...
Why does everyone pronounce it like it's like the word boy and then an R and a D? Boyardee.
Mm-hmm.
Chef Boyardee.
Yeah,
well,
that's like how you're supposed
Italian.
To say it.
Is it? I don't know.
I just keep confusing everyone, I guess.
What's new?
Words cannot express how much I don't give a fuck.
Well, you don't eat pasta.
I don't have the words.
You don't
it's
eat
like,
maybe you should start
it's like
some sort of a fuck.
I'm sorry, it's like if somebody was in here talking about curtains, I'd be like, oh yeah? Curtains, huh?
Well, Koopy, now you know how we feel 90% of the time when you talk.
Well, you don't eat curtains.
What about my feelings?
You don't eat curtains, man. Food's important.
You don't tell me what I do and don't eat.
Edible curtains.
Oh, I should have made a vagina joke and I missed it. God damn it.
Edible curtains.
Thanks, Trevor.
Possibly made of beef.
I think that's where that was going. Beef curtains.
It's all for you. We made it there. We brought it back to the vagina.
We brought it back to the
See? Well, it comes full circle.
Yeah, that's
right. Nasty January
spilled outside of the Jimmy John sandwich looking. Never mind.
What?
I don't eat Jimmy John's anymore. I'll put it that way.
What? Okay.
Okay. Roast beef? Did you have a bad roast beef experience?
We're not going down this road.
Bad roast beef experience.
Yeah. It's all hanging out the side of the sandwich. In such a way.
No,
I didn't even eat the sandwich.
We literally got a cow's vagina on the sandwich.
Is this sandwich been through a tornado?
This sandwich came from the red light district.
Hey, man, don't you judge. I'm going to go there before
that. Don't you go all the way to Germany to see a doctor and then go to the red light district? Because I'm sure that doctor would say chlamydia is not a flower. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Did you guys just deflate him?
What?
I'm just saying, be careful.
I go there to get electrocuted and I just get burned.
Yeah, that'll subside.
Yeah, he's got a dude.
Just get
I should have brought a drum set in the house just for that.
Just get little samples on your phone every time. One drum in the room goes.
I've noticed since I started doing comedy, like, seriously, all I ever do is just inject those dumb jokes into conversation now, because I'm just like, I throw up maybe 90 terrible ones, but then I'm 91 might be a gem, and then I'm like, I'm taking that one on stage. That's right. So everyone has to put up with my fucking terrible jokes now. Sorry.
Well, at least you say that. Like a year and a half ago, you wouldn't even go on a stage and do it yet. So you got that confidence, right?
I technically started doing comedy in December. That was the first
one. I said a year and a half ago.
Yeah, that's not a year and a half ago.
This past December?
You know what? Hold on. Okay.
I'm confused. You played a comedy show at the demo. You did a comedy set there.
That wasn't comedy. That was. But I hear that I didn't.
I'm glad you agree, finally.
What an asshole.
And that's why we're friends.
No, and that one I didn't have any jokes, though. I went up and I played songs, but I didn't actually... other than me telling that one kid, it was an 18th birthday, and I wrote a song, an improv song for some kid, and said he's molestable. Other than that, that went over pretty good.
Okay,
pretty good.
Is that song called the 7-10 split?
I don't know where the hell I was.
This is where you might want to, like, you know, stitch in that music.
Oh my. Here's the thing. One of these days I'm going to actually say something sexual towards a female. And it's going to be.
Is that of an 8-year-old boy?
It was a big misunderstanding.
It was an accident, I promised. He can't see me.
Quit, you're digging me deeper.
So I'm saying that's the whole point of the benefit, though. So things like this can't happen anymore. Right? Get your eyeballs fixed.
Bringing it back.
You can see all the 8-year-old boys you want to see.
Oh, man. Once I get my eyes fixed, I'll actually have to adhere to my restraining orders.
Oh, no.
Bummer.
Worth it.
They're like, you're not supposed to be in this grade school bathroom. And I'm like, I didn't know where I am. I'm blind. Too much? Okay, sorry. Let's pull it back a little bit. Let's end it.
I'm laughing so hard I can't pull it together.
Well, you have your yellow ukulele. Do you want to play anything on a...
Do you really want me to play? I mean, I don't actually know ukulele songs.
All right, improv.
Yeah, just improv something.
Let's hear it.
No pressure.
What are we gonna do? Okay, well, I already said it 6 times, but Forgetting January is my motherfucking favorite local band. But since Nick Moss is here, I'm gonna say, they're my favorite punk band, because the Faded Truth's pretty cool too. I haven't seen you guys live since you got a new singer yet. I hope he's really good, otherwise I'm gonna be really disappointed.
Right.
No pressure, Chris. His name's Chris, right?
Yep.
Nailed it.
Hell yeah.
I wish I knew more than 4 chords. I don't know what the fuck up. Come to my butt fucking show.
Hell yeah.
I know. It's really something, guys.
I just think it's amazing that your ukulele matches your shirt so well.
Thank you.
It's a yellow ukulele. And it's he's wearing a yellow shirt, too. What band's that shirt that you're wearing? Do you know, Kimmy?
No.
That was a jerk move.
Honestly, whenever I get liver sick, my skin and eyes are this color, too. Don't do drugs, kids. Or, unless you want to have a good time, do drugs, kids.
But it's obviously doesn't work well in the long term, right?
Yeah. Antibiotics are drugs, so if you're sick... Definitely do some
drugs.
Yeah, yeah. Or tell them your back hurts.
Jaundice is fun.
Whatever.
Oh, man.
Well, come on out to the Firebird July 29th and hang out with us all. We got, Forgetting January, Skyline and Ruins, Co-Pilot, Facing Infamy, Austin Estrada, the Faded Truth, and Kuvi. So, $5 at the door, 6:30 show.
Mm-hmm.
And come on out. Let's have a good time, raise some money, and have a good time.
Show's at 5 o'clock. Yeah. Just need to make sure everyone shows up.
Yeah. Oh, I was like,
show's
what?
At noon.
Was
yeah,
really
show's
confused.
At noon.
I was really confused. No, I thought you meant like Coco changed and didn't tell me. It surprised me at all. So I was like, what?
Yeah, I knew nothing
since
about
when?
That. I'm sorry.
I literally just had a panic attack as well.
No, we just wanted everyone to be there on time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Make sure you
sometimes
show
you
up and
see everybody and... You know,
hang out.
And,
oh, and
then be there at noon cooking the noodles.
Yeah, I mean, out back because you know they have a stove in there. They don't.
Blooming onion. Heck yeah.
If anybody wants to donate a large kiddie pool to put the noodles in for the spaghetti wrestling, I really am game for this. If you both sign disclaimers that you won't legally hold anybody responsible for injury.
The only injury is just going to be how much spaghetti ends up in our butt cracks.
Which, depending on pasta type, might be a lot.
Oh. The loser has to finish eating the spaghetti that's caught in their opponent's butt crack.
Listen.
Oh, no.
Loser.
No,
I
recant my
loser.
Oh, that's winning. Okay.
Dude, no, that's what I want with my gold medal.
Okay, you guys gotta decide. You want food vendors or you want spaghetti wrestling? Because I don't think both are gonna go.
Let's go food vendors.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
I think that might kill some appetite.
Yeah.
So, so we'll reach out, try to get some food vendors, and if anyone knows anybody or...
I think I heard something about Nick Vandis and a gorilla food truck. We could ask them, because didn't they help you guys out with your Rock Paper Podcast thing?
Yeah. Great
Maybe
show,
Maybe they'll
by the
be
way.
Available.
With Steve Ewing and his wieners.
Yeah, we need that Steve Ewing.
I don't like hot dogs,
so. Wieners.
It doesn't matter if
they
you
give
like
food poisoning, but people
I'm
like
not
Steve
eat it anyway.
Ewing.
I don't eat
nice
fish,
guy.
So I get nervous.
Or if we could just get Steve Ewing to show up. And play some songs, that would be cool too.
Yeah.
That would be badass.
Dude, I opened for the Steve Ewing band many, many years ago.
Nice. Yeah.
We played on a flatbed trailer in Eureka, Missouri. And I was just baffled that Steve Ewing was there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was such a little rinky-dink thing. But again, he did it. It was kind of like a county
Yeah,
fair.
Didn't you guys play the same? Yeah. One was in Hillsboro,
Illinois?
Yeah,
we played a... Andrew Wells and I, we were playing with Inner Outlines at the time, and I thought the Steve Ewing band, I didn't make the connection, I thought it was like a country artist, and I show up, and there's Steve Ewing from the Urge, like,
Yeah.
I was like, oh, damn, like, people
you
loved it, and he was just a tremendously, like, nice dude, and yeah, just blew my mind. So,
Hillsboro.
Alright, enough Steve Ewing stroking,
But there's never enough Steve Ewing.
Yes, I've never met the guy. I don't know.
He's a nice guy.
I've heard.
He's
I've heard.
Dude.
And a great singer.
Mm-hmm. He is
we
great
all,
singer.
We all know he's a great singer, but...
Whenever, do you guys remember the... You guys don't remember. You're babies. There was a place... Do you remember the schoolhouse? I don't know if you ever played
yep.
there. Okay. There was a place called Schoolhouse that was just an old abandoned schoolhouse.
The Lucas Schoolhouse?
Sounds
like
a strip.
Where a whole bunch of bands used to practice before Limp. This is how old I am. And Steve Ewing... practiced there and gave voice lessons out of there, and just walking down the hall and hearing that dude through a door, you'd get chills. He's so good. I'm not done stroking it.
put it away.
So it's a strip club.
There's
a strip
club
video.
Near Effingham, Illinois called the Schoolhouse.
Oh,
as well.
You just made it.
I know you're not Hoosier enough to know that. We're young, but we're Hoosier. So that's where we come from.
You
guys, it's
literally number eight,
an old
right?
abandoned
right?
schoolhouse.
Number eight? I just want to number eight. On the white trash list?
Yeah, number eight.
Number eight, Effingham.
Represent.
Pretty white trash.
I like the burbs of that white
number,
trash hole.
The eighth most white trash town in Illinois, and the home of the giant fucking cross.
Oh, yeah.
You can just say the giant cross.
Yeah.
You know, whatever you're into. The place has been vampire-free since they threw that thing
up.
Like, vampires don't even
vampire
stop.
Vampire-free since
like,
93,
like,
right?
I feel bad for
every...
Yeah. No vampires around there.
All right. Well,
train wreck, end it.
Let's get out of here.
Shane's
got
us off. It's over.
July 29th, we'll see you at the Firebird.
Bye.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, everybody.
All right.
Shit! Are you ready?
I'm trying to be like nice. Right over here.
And one, a two. Should be found. We weren't there.
After this.
I don't even know how to play Canasta.
How was that, what man? Game is that I like that. Did you like that tag, Trevor?
That was solid.
You know what Canasta is? I don't even know what that is.
Rock, paper, podcast.
Rock, paper, podcast.
Rock, paper, podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.